Andy Mossack tonight as well. Very excited. Sort of, you know, only a week since he was on at the Wine Growers Festival in Switzerland. He's somewhere else in this globe. No idea. Two clues. I'll give you the first one about a half an hour from now, and we have a poetical storyville. That's at 10:30. £27 cod. That's amazing. Thank you very much for your notes. Now, though, in about half an hour's time, Andy Mossack will be with us. International man of mystery, travel reporter extraordinaire, brackets, at his own expense, close brackets. Always worth pointing out. So, he sent me a couple of clues. I've not seen these before. I've no idea where he is. I'm always kept in the dark about these sorts of things. He never tells anybody where he is. But you know what? In almost 13 years of him doing Where in the World on this program with various hosts, we've never lost. It's a perfect record. He's never won. Here's clue number one. This famous capital city, often known as the world's smallest big city, is built across an archipelago of 14 islands connected by 57 bridges. Its most coveted non-art museum is dedicated to a salvaged, almost intact, 17th century 64-gun warship that was so heavy it sank on her maiden voyage in 1628. Shouldn't laugh. World's smallest big city, an archipelago, 14 islands, 57 bridges. And the most coveted non-art museum is about this 64-gun warship that sank in 1628. Where is it? It's Europe, isn't it? I mean, it's definitely Europe. I'm looking at the dates of that and thinking it's got to be Europe. Building a 64-gun warship, so it's got to be... It's power. It is. It's power in the 1600s. Northern Europe or Spain, thinking about it. I've no idea. 81333 RUSS. Think you know where he is. Maybe you've been there, you visited it. Free. All right now. New Order. Take us up to 11 o'clock where the headlines will be here then. And clue number two from Andy Mossack. So Europe is where we're going. Me and producer Callum are trying to figure out what we think as best we can. Definitely Europe. And we were thinking about, could it be Southern Europe? We're thinking Portuguese or the Spanish. I mean, there's plenty of options really here. And it's just narrowing them down, which is quite the big problem. But thank you if you've dropped by and said hi. And David in Driffield. David suggests Stockholm, Sweden. Do you know, I have no idea about this, but I'm fascinated by that. Sweden, Stockholm, Vasa was the ship's name. Sue in Keithley says Stockholm. Have we got him? Malcolm makes a good point. £27 cod. It's expensive. It's your fortune. Feed a family of five. Jules in Scarborough. Is he in Athens? Pam in the Louth Bunch. Pam, is he in Copenhagen? Are we going Northern Europe as well? And Malcolm saying, will Andy be having ice cream? Probably. You know, he's like, it'd be like gold leaf ice cream largely. Yes, trying to track him down. Rob in Fossen on the Wolds, Andy in Stockholm. Do you know, I've genuinely no idea where the man is. So I'm intrigued by this. But this warship that was so heavy, it sank on its maiden voyage. 0800 389 3333. You drop me a line tonight. Always Sol Walker then, here on The Late Show. Your late night friend till 1 o'clock and then 5 live coming up. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Clue number two. And the man himself in the next half hour. And I'll wrap up the sit sound tonight. It's been songs for the hot drinks. I mean, three fanfares gone. I mean, the only one that hasn't is Easy Lover, to be honest. So, I mean, that's still there. Now, though, maybe this will confirm our suspicions that Andy Mossack, travel writer extraordinaire, is in Stockholm in Sweden. Clue number two. This city's subway system is also known as the world's longest art gallery, majority of its stations decorated with mosaics, paintings, sculptures, and carvings since the 1950s. Subway system, the world's longest art gallery. Oh, so has that confirmed it? If you, by the sounds of it, you've been there, right? Did you go over the bridges? Did you see the warship that was too heavy to sail, so sank on its maiden voyage? Have you seen the world's longest art gallery? If you say Stockholm, I'll plump for that. I'll go with you. 81333-RUSS. Have a think for me when you drop me a teletext. So wrapping up the sit sounds and heading towards a midnight moment, here's Marshmallow. Download it and thank me later. Now, though, so far we've had a couple of clues. We have quite the consensus tonight, which is a rarity when it comes to tracking down the international man of mystery, roving travel reporter, ace photographer, an all-round nice bloke, Andy Mossack. Good evening, Andy.
Ahoy, ahoy. How you doing?
I'm not too bad, my friend. Now, for very rarely do we have quite the consensus that we've got tonight.
Hmm.
And so I'm going to say to you, is it Stockholm?
Yes.
Boom.
Bullseye.
Boom. That's Boom. I think that makes it 13 years without getting it wrong, yes. I think, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
That's quite the score.
I take defeat. Yes, I'm used to it, though.
So, I mean, it's good. I mean, the second week on the bounce, really. I mean, you're getting out and about quite a lot, man.
Yeah. This is a cracking one. This Sweden, I mean, what a place, and Stockholm. And it's really a quickie because Radisson are redoing, or they've just revamped this, the Royal Viking Hotel, right in the centre of Stockholm. So why not take the opportunity to come over and see the good work they've done?
Yes, it would be rude not to, wouldn't it, Andy?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, rooftop bar, all that sort of thing. You know, why not?
Okay. Do you know what? It's Sweden, a place I know maybe one or two facts about. I've met several people from Sweden. It would never really occur to me to go there on a holiday.
Well, you know, it's a fascinating place because Scandinavia has got this whole ethos of being clean and pristine, and you know, people come here for winter, but in the summer it's just as good because you've got all these beautiful outdoor stuff. You've got these islands and the water. It's a smashing place. And good news is that the pound is rocking against the krona. So unlike the rest of the world, we're smashing it. So
how strong are we talking?
It's about 110 to the pound, something like that. So it's about, no, 110 is 10 pounds. So it's about, it's about 11 krona to the pound.
And what can you get for 11 krona?
Oh, you can get a glass of milk. It is notably expensive, but it is a lot better now with this exchange rate. So, yeah, I had a dinner tonight for about 50 quid for the two of us. I've got the missus with me, and really lovely, very bohemian. It was. So, yeah, I think it's a good time to come here, particularly in the summer.
Okay, so what kind of things are on offer? I was fascinated to learn about this. The warship that was so heavy it sank on its maiden voyage.
Yes, it's extraordinary. Yeah, the Vasa. And this museum is a million visitors a year come here. And it's an extraordinary thing. This wooden warship, it was sunk in 1628, as you said, on its maiden voyage. It had so many cannon. I think it was 64 cannon. They were so heavy that it basically sunk it. But it got salvaged in 1961. And more or less 95% of it's original. So it's like 70 meters long, decorated with the most, you know, with hundreds and hundreds of carved sculptures. It's a very, very impressive thing. And it's not the sort, you think it might be a bit dry as a museum piece, but, you know, it's, if you can imagine this huge ship, but then it's surrounded by all these sort of interactive things to look at. It's a fascinating place to see. Really nice. Really enjoyed it. Yeah, it's great.
But
Stockholm itself is literally on 14 islands. I mean, it's It's surrounded by water everywhere. There's bridges connecting all these islands, and it's what I would consider to be a pretty unique landscape. You know, you've got no high-rise buildings practically, and all you can see is these lovely church spires that are dotted around the landscape and loads of water. So it's very, very interesting place.
So in terms of the history of the place, long and rich history all the way through Scandinavia and in Sweden is, I'm guessing, no exception to it. So quite a lot to go around and see and do, and masses of art as well knocking around.
Yeah, there is. There's this lovely historic old town called Gamla Stan, which is, I think they reckon it's the largest and best preserved medieval city centre in Europe. Dates back to 1250, something like that. Cobbled streets, narrow alleyways, no cars allowed, so it's a pedestrianised city, if you like. Stuff full of coffee bars and restaurants and cellars. Live music coming out of these cellars, blues and jazz, which is really great. And beautiful churches and museums. I mean, there's the Royal Palace. I mean, it's got 600 rooms. I mean, it's probably similar to your place, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
600 rooms.
Yeah. Tell me about Hoovering days, a nightmare.
Oh, shocking. You don't know which room to go in. Every day you just go into another one. But yeah, loads and loads of palaces. And then we've got this metro system, which is extraordinary. This art gallery, I mean, there's 100 stations in the underground. 90 of them are decorated by these Swedish artists. And a lot of these stations are like caves, actually. They've got bedrock in them. So, you know, it's the most... Yeah, it's an extraordinary system. And, you've got the art on the platforms sort of carved out of the bedrock. There's a couple of stations that I've been to which I thought were fabulous. There was one called Stadion, which is a big one. It's rainbows. I mean, you've got rainbows everywhere and all carved into this bedrock. And there's a one, if I hope I'm going to pronounce it right, called Kungsträdgården.
Like a native, that is, you'd fit right in.
Oh, yeah. And they've got sculptures taken from demolished buildings and embedded them in the rock wall, you know. So it's just every station looks a bit different. Yeah, it's quite something.
Nice, though, because it does differentiate around the place. I mean, I think we could do the same in where I live in Osset. We could do it in the bus stops to a slightly smaller extent, perhaps, Andy, and just to bring a sense of civic art.
Yeah, is there art already? Is it? I think it's called graffiti, isn't it?
Well, there's one sort of image that always turns up, really, but we don't talk about that one. Because it's on every toilet wall as well. So I mean, the culture and heritage of Stockholm and wider Sweden. Of course, the Nobel Prize is there as well. That's one thing I know, Andy.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, but I tell you what, I think Sweden is probably something in the water. I think because it produces these rather brilliant musicians. You know, I mean, apart from ABBA, which is the obvious one, Roxette, Nana Cherry is another one. You know, it's going back. They've got some really good artists. And there's this brilliant producer called Max Martin. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Yeah.
He basically wrote and produced Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Adele, Taylor Swift. I mean, the guy is a legend.
This is like from about the 90s onwards, wasn't it? About the early 90s, it was like the hit factory, and it was in Sweden. So there was this, direct flight into Stockholm from LA and New York.
Yeah.
And like one week, Britney Spears would turn up and they'd just sit in the studio for a week and they'd like make another chart hit. It became like a hit factory.
That's right. Yeah. It was, I mean, I think he started off as a DJ and then just got into writing music and they just sort of knocked them out every day, you know, based around soft rock, I think. I think he was sort of really into the sort of the hook of a chorus, but, you know, brilliant. So it must be something in the water, I reckon, something there. But it's a fascinating place. And of course, I think if anybody comes here, you can get a Stockholm pass, which is like a 2-day pass that gets you into all the places for nothing. Get on all the trains and the
Nice.
buses, all the boat excursions and the museums and the hop on and off bus and boat, which I really love, by the way. I think they're great. I do it. I do the tourist thing, get on the old hop on and off bus, and it's a great way to get oriented. But and it costs about 1,000 kroner, which is about 80 quid for 2 days, which
Okay, so
actually, when you
that's
think
pretty
about it,
fair. That's
gets you in everywhere. So
yeah.
you've got to do
Well, if
that.
that's
That would be
transport and entry, then that's a winner,
yeah.
isn't it? It's very clever.
It's
That's nice.
brilliant. Yeah, and my son-in-law actually, this is a good one. My son-in-law and his parents lived here for 5 years, so they've given me this itinerary to follow. I've got a very, very
Look at that.
detailed itinerary, which neighbours to call on,
Yep.
knock on the door. Hello.
Hello, my name's Andy Mossack. I'm an
Yeah,
international
I've been
man of
told to
mystery.
pop in.
Yeah.
What do you think?
How brilliant. Would you like, I mean, and how long are you there till, mate?
I'm here till Sunday, actually, so I've really
Ooh,
got
long
to
one.
get into the old Swedish way of doing things. But before you do that, are you going to do the twins, are you?
You want to know some twin towns?
I've got some great words. I've got some great words.
Oh, go
All-time
on,
great words.
give me the
Okay.
words. Give me the words. Forget the Twin Towns. There's nowhere in Britain.
All right.
We'll
Okay.
go for it. Yes, go.
Bra.
Bra.
Bra is good. Is good.
Oh,
Right.
nice. I remember bra.
Fart. Fart hinder.
Fart
Right. Is a
hinder, yeah.
speed bump. Right.
Brilliant. I'm having
Right.
that.
Hang on, but my all-time favorite
Oh.
is sitting down. It's called rear slut spurt.
And what does that mean, Andy?
End of
Apart
sale.
from my P45.
No, end of sale.
End of sale. So
Yeah.
that's up in all the shops. You see nothing but that.
That's right. It's brilliant. Love it.
Well, do you know what? They say a day without learning is a day wasted, and we certainly haven't wasted the day. And we didn't even have time for me to tell you about my trip to the 1970s,
Oh,
or Jersey, as it's
no.
otherwise known.
Oh, really? My favorite place.
Oh, listen,
Oh.
it was the place I said. Do you know what? The island is glorious. It's a beautiful place to go.
Yeah.
I'm going back next year,
Love
but
it.
the hotel was firmly in the 1970s. It was,
Oh.
oh, seagulls having a bath in the swimming pool. It was lovely. I'm pretty certain the same piece of bacon came round every morning at breakfast,
Oh,
sort of shown
wonderful.
around like an expensive bottle of wine, and people were just looking at it going, "Yep, the bacon's here." Oh, there's plenty of stories. Have a wonderful time, Andy, and thank you for the lingo.
All right, Russ. Speak
Take
to you
care,
soon,
my
yeah?
friend. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There he goes. Brilliant. He'll be on again soon, no doubt. The